Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be like Daniel. Yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I'm gonna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything
I
can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before anyone on this earth, I'm committed to you first.
Let's go.
We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations. I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you, 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 I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you, 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 I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle. Pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it. Can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. Yeah. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change your life consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God saved me. You know what I'm saying? High off your own drugs and wilding out. So I gave my life to him, so now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God, glory to God, glory to God.
Better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Yes, 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 yes. I just want to serve you. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background, but we got neighbors now next door, and I got to get this schedule together with them on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and on Sundays. Oh, my God. But anyway, family, welcome to a men's call to prayer. We come together to be on one accord, to join together, to unify together, to get in one place together that God is really moving through prayer. Yes, this is the Man Up, the movement's men's call to prayer. This is where we say, my brothers, we're well overdue. We have wasted too much valuable time. It is first to be accountable and say, you know what? I can do better. So let me step up now and say, I will do better with my time in prayer. See, I'll be the first to say, put me on the altar that I can do better. I asked you tonight, will you join me? See, tonight is when Man Up the Movement is not just a talk show. It is a call to prayer that we don't worry about subjects. We don't worry about titles. We don't worry about anything. What we do is we come together on one accord that prayer will become effectual, become fervent, and will be effective as we know that as we come that we as we speak and petition to God, he answers our prayers. So no matter your title, no matter your position, no matter your education, we invite all to unite and pray. I'm pleading with you to come pray with me. But we're asking that we all stay consistent with the Holy Ghost and consistent with the Word of God and abide by these steps that we follow. Number one is that we abide in Christ the vine. Number two is that we pray in faith. Number three is that we stand on God's word. Number four is that we pray in the spirit. Number five is that we persevere in prayer. Number six, use different types of prayer. And number seven, that we flow in God's love. See, my brother, today is the day that we stand. Today is the day that we deliver. Today is the day that we pray together on one accord. And just say this with me, not my will, but God's will to be done. See, believe it or not, I don't know if you know it, but us men, we've been made to live our lives with good and noble things that come from past experiences that were supposed to be given to us, that we're empowered and lifted up to become vessels of the same change, that we become guides, that we become leaders. Most of us may be lost because we didn't get those right foundational pieces put in us. I will be proud today to say that my father sowed those seeds in me. Was I obedient? Did I follow him to the T? No, but I'm glad he planted, because as you raise your children, they won't fall far away. They won't go too far from what's been sowed into them. So we're calling each of us to know, first of all, that we have ability. Then we have inheritance. And then even if you were fatherless, or even if you were educational, it, no matter what the situation is, that when you become a child of God, that he is definitely your father, and you are now serving him as a child, he has an inheritance for you, that you will be what he's called you to be. He has an inheritance for us men to put the past behind us and to reach and to press towards the mark of the high calling. And to know that high calling is that we now create heritage, that we now create longevity, that we now create where our children our friends' children, and maybe you missed it in your round, but what about the next generation? I think that happened so many times in our generation, that when we didn't make it, we dropped the ball, that it didn't matter if anybody else did. I think this call to prayer for each and every one of us is that we get true to spreading the word, true to sharing the word, and true to giving the word of hope to men that have been lost, that have don't know about heritage, that don't know about their foundation, don't know that no matter what you may have been, it's only because of what has been sowed into you, but now it's time for a new seed. This prayer, this time that we come together in prayer, is for us to be dedicated to pray for one another, not to grow numbers, not to say how many's online, but definitely how many's praying. How many of us will come together and pray? This is a free platform. Doesn't cost you a dime. But it's available for you. It's available for me to pray and to see that prayer works. Mm. Someone out there just said prayer might not work. Prayer works. So I want to just touch a scripture too, as we get ready to go into prayer, and know that, as we've discussed it, that prayer is not basically about you. Number one, excuse me. Number one, prayer is about communication with God, but then prayer can also be a tool for you bearing on one another's burdens. Chapter 15 of Romans, it says, We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself. For as it is written, the reproach of those who reproach you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Now, may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Jesus Christ, that you may be one mind and one mouth, glorifying the God and Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's my prayer tonight, is that as we pray together for unity. We pray together for oneness, but we pray together for the glorifying of God. So gracious, mighty, merciful Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for heritage. We thank you, Lord, for predestination. But we thank you, Lord, that your will is being manifested tonight by the words that we speak to one another and the prayers that we petition to you. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by power and it's not by might. We thank you, Lord, that we perish for a lack of knowledge. So, Lord, we step in for more wisdom, for more understanding, and more revelation to see you clearly right now, that we can share you clearly right now in a time of darkness that people need to see you. So, Lord, we thank you today, Lord, that we take more responsibility. We take more obligation. And we take on more commitment to show others the results of the favor of God. We thank you, Lord, that as we decrease of self, that you be increased in spirit. That we take ourselves out of the equation, that you become the equation. And that, Lord, as your will is being done through us, others will abide by your will on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you, Lord, that as we reason together, that as we pray together, that as we love together, that as we confess together, that, Lord, you be magnified, you be glorified, and you be lifted up. We thank you, Lord, that it's nothing we can do in our own power, but it's by the faith and by the spirit and by the willingness to trust you that it's already done. So we thank you for the already done. We thank you, Lord, that it's not by our own agenda. We're not here for our own self, our own need. But we thank you, Lord, that we're here because of the call you've given us to want to join together in one. We thank you tonight, Lord, that as we pray, it's done. We thank you, Lord, as we petition, it's finished. We thank you tonight, Lord, that it is spoken, that it has been already received. Through the glory of you tonight, we will glorify in you. We will magnify in you, and we will be highly lifted up in you, because you said if we will just lift you up, you will draw all men unto you. So draw us to you, Lord. Humble us unto you, Lord. Give us a spirit of respect to you, Lord. Give us a spirit of honor to you, Lord. Let us know, Lord, that it's not about our own self, but it's about you. That as we pray for one another, we expect change. As we pray for one another, we expect results. As we pray for one another, we expect your spirit to be, oh my God, lifted and honored through our testimony of love. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that as you have called us friend, and if you called us servant, that you called us child, we receive it all. But we thank you, Lord, that you reveal to us through your word how to respond, how to act, and how to live. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we don't have to pray for our country. We thank you, Lord, that you're already in control of our country. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to pray for the situation. We thank you for the result. We thank you, Lord, that we don't have to ask you to move in. We thank you that you've already done it. But we thank you, Lord, you're giving us a power and a spirit of authority that we can speak to the mountain and be moved, that we can speak to the circumstance and it be at peace. That, Lord, we can speak because you said if we believe in you and the works that you do, these works we would also do, but greater works will we do. So we thank you, Father, that it's not by our will, but it's by your will. We thank you, Father, that we can petition to you and you move, that we can just ask and it says we'll be given, that we can seek and we'll be found, and that we can knock and what? All doors will be open to us, that we can open doors for others. Draw us men closer. Draw us men nearer. And draw us men into the place you've called us to be prayer warriors together, that we respect one another, that we love one another, but we learn how to work together. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. And the church said, amen. If I got any other brothers out there that want to pray with me tonight, come on, dial one. Get in the conversation, get in the prayer conversation. Let's do it. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. If nobody dials in the next 2 seconds, believe me, just like last week, we will end it there. We're not here to push people to pray, but we're just saying, come pray with us. Minister Curtis, go ahead, pray.
Dear Father, thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for everything that you've done in our lives, Lord. Thank you for touching us, Lord. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for watching over us, Lord. Lord, sometimes we don't say thank you enough, Lord. Lord, thank you for the man that's on here tonight, Lord, that you're trying to hear a word from you, Lord. Maybe something that needs to be said to test their heart, Lord. Lord, bless our household. Bless the fathers on here, Lord. Bless the fathers to come, Lord. Bless the uncles, the grandpas, Lord. Touch their hearts that we teach our kids to become young men and grow up to be somebody in life, Lord. It's more to life than having a gun in your pocket and trying to be a game banger or selling dope, Lord. Lord, let's teach our kids to be entrepreneurs, Lord. Let's teach our kids to be somebody in life, Lord. Lord, keep us on the straight path, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi.
Pastor, y'all still on there? Hello?
My bad. You got short-winded on me tonight. Amen. Anybody else out there want to pray? Come on, dial one. Get into this prayer tonight. This is us men coming to prayer. Thank you so much, Minister Curtis. I was trying to multitask as always, and I heard my name. Amen. Come on, anybody else? Don't make me throw you under the bus. Come on, dial one and get in this prayer with us tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you that you listened, that you came on board. I hope a prayer that went forward blessed you tonight, and that you've received from God, and that what we're doing here is touching you. Like I said, you don't have to come and pray every night or every Tuesday, but you guys supporting us and being a part of what we're doing is dynamic. Share this with somebody else for next week. Maybe they're just a listener also, but the more that are listening, and it may be a 10-minute, a 15-minute, a 30-minute, an hour broadcast, but whatever it is, we're going to do it according to that and respect each and every one that, you know, we have a lot going on, but just to be on here and to pray with us, we respect that and love you guys so much. Come on, let's do it better next week. Come on, get on board and let's pray and let's do what the word of God says that us men should pray together. Amen. God bless you guys. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. You pray for me. I pray for you. That means we are praying.
praying for my brother, 'cause I know he wants to do your will. I'm praying for my sister, 'cause I know you wanna set her free, set her free, set her free. I'm praying for the body of Christ, I know you're gonna have your way. Yes. If you're listening and you're hurting real bad, don't worry, I can hear it say, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Yes, I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Now cast all your cares on Him, the Lord will free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, now I'm praying for you. Yeah. Yeah. Said I'm praying for you. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hold your head up, my brother, though sometimes it may be hard to do. Yeah. Just be encouraged. I've been in that position too. And you've been feeling so lonely. Sometimes you don't know where to go, what to do, where to turn. But if you're listening and you want a way out, here is something you just ought to know. Know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things will change. Just know that I'm praying for you. When I pray, things change. So now cast all your cares on Him, the Lord will free your mind. Despite the pain you feel, He will come. Let's say I'm praying. I'm praying for you. This is a prophetic song. God told me to tell you things are gonna get better. So hold your head up. Things are gonna get better. All you got to do is hold your head up. Somebody said tonight, things are gonna get better. I see you, baby. That's it. Go on and worship Him. Hey, hold your head up. Yeah. Somebody say it. Things are gonna get better. So what you gonna do? Hold your head up. Yeah. Say it. Things are gonna get better. Yeah. Go. Hold your head. Things are gonna get better. Somebody that's been struggling all year. God says it's already.